Today on CityCast Pittsburgh, if you've got a library card, you can obviously use it to check out books. But did you know it gets you access to way more than your favorite paperback? I'm talking fishing rods, popcorn makers, even a weed whacker. CityCast Francesca DeBecco and I are taking you inside the catalog to round up some of the coolest, most unexpected things your library card can get you. It's Tuesday, May 30th. I'm Mallory Falk, and here's what Pittsburgh's talking about. So, Francesca, I gave us a little assignment. We each had to find the three coolest things you can get with a library card.
Yeah, and narrowing this down was kind of hard. Before I started researching, I had no idea you could get so much stuff with a library card. It's so exciting.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I knew you could get books. I knew you could get music. Like, I'm going to date myself a little bit here, but back in high school, I'd sometimes check out CDs from the library. But it turns out there is a lot more you can get.
Yeah, I really hope we can convince some more folks to support their local libraries by, you know, sharing these hacks.
Yeah. And before we get into the hacks, I just want to say, you know, we are super lucky here in Allegheny County because we are like rich in libraries.
That's true.
There's 19 locations that are officially branded Carnegie Libraries of Pittsburgh. And then there's like 40 odd independent library systems with their own branches. But they're all part of this like one consortium and they share a catalog. And so that means we've got access to so many different treasures from all across the county.
Yeah. And you can have all of that with some super cool local art in your pocket, too. There are library cards with designs by local artists. One has a phrase, "free to the people," on it, which is carved in stone above the entrance at the main Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. So I think that's kind of cool.
All right, let's dive in. Francesco, what was the most surprising thing you learned that you can check out with a library card?
So this is such a great concept, but I was surprised to learn that you can borrow home tools. Shout out to the Millvale Community Library. Their tool library has a collection of over 900 hand and power tools for building, home maintenance, gardening, plumbing, cars even, bikes, basically you name it, they have it. And we are just in time to be talking about this because their catalog reopens today.
Yeah, this is perfect timing. I am definitely going to head there. I was looking through their catalog, and I definitely want to pick up this detail sander that they have. A few weeks ago, I was at an estate sale and picked up this old-timey radio.
Oh,
it looks
goodness.
Very vintage, but I was told it was not. It actually has like a tape deck on the side.
Okay.
But that made me feel a little better about trying to paint it a new color. Like, since it's not really an antique, I kind of want to paint it a fun color.
Oh, that's so cool.
But, you know, there's these really small areas I'm going to have to sand down to be able to repaint. And so this little detail sander they've got at the tool library there is going to be perfect. So I will maybe be first in line to check out a new tool.
That's awesome. I love this because homeowning is a lot. Mallory, you can agree. And sometimes you don't have the space or the money to get every tool you could possibly need. So sometimes you also just have like one special project that you won't need that tool ever again. There's also something similar to this at the Whitehall Public Library. So check out your local library. They might have a similar thing, or head out to Millvale. They got it all.
So the thing I was shocked to learn that you can borrow is tons of cooking and baking tools.
Oh.
Once you're done with your home repair project, if
yeah.
you want to, you know, move on into the kitchen. If you go to the Allegheny County Library's catalog, there's this section called Library of Things, and
cool.
it has a category called cooking and baking. So you can just scroll through that and find like everything. There's waffle makers, ice cream makers, dinosaur-shaped cookie cutters, seashell-shaped chocolate molds. There are all kinds of chocolate molds in there. And there's also holiday-themed cookie cutters, like for Valentine's Day or Halloween, which to me makes a lot of sense because, like, why would you spend money on cookie cutters you'll only use once a year? You could just check them out from the library.
Yeah.
But my absolute favorite find here was the cake pan collection at Whitehall Public Library.
Okay.
Because it is extensive. Francesca, I'm sending you a link. I want you to open this and check out their inventory.
Oh my goodness. There are so many. I had no idea there were even... Oh my goodness. Wait, I gotta read some of these. So we have, you know, your classic butterfly castle, a train, a Christmas tree. Wow. A fire truck, a horseshoe.
There's Dora, there's Elmo, there's Scooby-Doo. I had no idea that cake pans came in this many shapes and varieties.
This is where you need to go to make your next birthday cake for whatever, you know, kid, adult in your life. There is literally something for everyone on here. I love this.
Hey, CityCast listeners. This episode is brought to you by the Pittsburgh Opera. You know, a few weeks ago, some friends and I went to La Traviata, and I confess, it was my very first opera. But yes, it was incredible. So I was very excited to see that they've got a new show coming to the Byam Theater. It's April 27th through May 5th, called The Passion of Mary Caldwell Dawson. It's about a real person, a Pittsburgher and heroine, who in 1943 is managing a million moving pieces with the National Negro Opera Company. They're all set to perform on a floating barge just to avoid all the segregated venues, but bad weather strikes and they've got to figure out a way forward. If you want to know what happens next, you'll just have to attend. The show is in English. It does have a little dialogue. It's kind of short for something operatic, just over an hour, and tickets start at just $15. There are all kinds of discounts for students, teachers, seniors, and veterans. Plus, the Pittsburgh Opera's new rideshare program gives patrons up to $60 worth of Uber vouchers to get them to and from the show. If this sounds up your alley, get your tickets now for The Passion of Mary Caldwell Dawson at pittsburghopera.org.
Francesca, what's your second pick for best library treasure?
Okay, so this one is actually a service. It's called the Recollection Studio. It's a DIY digitization lab where you can find hardware, software, and documentation to digitize VHS tapes or audio cassette tapes, documents, photographs, slides, negatives, all of those things to like preserve your family history, your memories. You know, it's really a part of the library's mission to preserve like community voices and history. I really wish I would have known about this before I tediously converted all of my family's home videos.
We digitized these incredible videos of my grandma in her younger years in these like amazing 50s fashion, like sauntering, like walking in this like sultry pose toward the camera.
That's
which was
beautiful.
A side of her I had not seen until my uncle got these digitized and showed them to us. But I think
keep
he had
those
to
forever.
Pay some money for that. It would have been nice to know that there was this free resource available to him to capture the foxy lady that my grandma
was. Yeah, that's beautiful.
So I also went the service route for this pick and the family history route, I guess.
Okay.
The main branch of the Carnegie Library in Oakland, which is just like the most beautiful building.
Yeah.
It has a local history and genealogy section. And so you can book an appointment there to research your own family tree or just dig into the history of Pittsburgh, the history of Allegheny County. They have so much, like these old newspaper clippings that go back to the early 1900s. There's a microfilm collection that has census records and city directories, which I learned were like the old school phone books.
Cool.
Though I guess phone books themselves are old school now. So these are like the old school way you could look people up. There's also like books that can teach you how to do some of this, you know, genealogy yourself, like how to do cemetery research, which sounds cool.
Yeah.
And then there's this collection of more than 100,000 negatives and prints. So that, as they put it, you can get this like incredible visual history of our city.
That's so cool. I would love to look into my family. I mean, we've been here for a couple generations. We're pretty Pittsburgh. But, you know, they were immigrants from Italy, and it would be really fun to dig into that.
Yeah. I mean, and if you want to do that, you know, if you make an appointment, there's staff on hand there that can help you with kind of the basics of going through all this material.
That's helpful.
But you can also book a one-on-one session with a librarian if you have sort of more in-depth research questions that you need help with.
That's so special.
Yeah. Francesca, what is your third pick?
So this one is kind of more than one, but I was delighted by how many hobbies you can fund with a library card. For starters, the instrument lending library.
Mm-hmm.
They have synthesizers, beat makers, effect pedals, ukuleles, other recording equipment. If you're into making music, I think this is a great way to experiment and learn a new thing without committing to the purchase.
Listening to that list, I noticed that none of these instruments are things you put your mouth on, like
True.
No flutes, no clarinets. And I wonder if that was always the case or if that's a post-COVID thing. Like, I'm curious sort of what their sanitization process is for
yeah.
instruments. But it seems like, you know, you're in safe territory with a ukulele or
yeah.
an effect pedal.
That's a good point. Yeah, I think everyone's safe there. And then for folks who like sports and outdoors, there's a ton of equipment you can borrow. Pickleball, tennis racket set, bocce ball, cornhole, a fishing rod kit. You could literally try out a new hobby every week until you find something that you want to stick with.
I saw there's even a laser tag kit, which I didn't realize you could just bring laser tag home with you.
No idea.
They really have everything.
Yeah.
So I'm also going to stick with hobbies here. And like you, I kind of picked more than one. There is just this huge array of things you can check out. I saw you can borrow a pottery wheel, which
what?
Is really wild to me.
What?
But I'm sticking
How?
With...
It's large.
I know.
I better tell my partner. He'd love that.
Yeah. I do wonder with some of this how you actually get it from the library to your home. But if you want something online that's a little easier to access, something really cool that your card gets you is access to this site called Creative Bug that has all these online craft tutorials. So you can learn quilting, embroidery, different kinds of bookbinding, how to sew a shirt.
Wow.
All these things I've always thought would be cool to learn, but I wasn't really sure where to start.
Yeah, and it can kind of be intimidating to start some of these things. So I think having these tools, you know, for anyone, variety of ages and skill levels, I think that's really cool.
Yeah. And then I don't want to leave out the youngins. And it turns out you can also borrow puppets from the
what?
Library and American Girl dolls.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my
Which,
gosh.
Which really would have come in handy back in the day when I really wanted Kirsten and my parents said that was too much money to spend on a doll.
Listen, those were expensive.
They were.
I had Samantha. Loved her. I wonder if she's in the library. Actually, wonder if I can donate my old dolls to the library lending. Would love for them to still continue to get some love today.
That's a great question. I mean, I feel like a lot of American Girl dolls met the fate of getting makeovers, haircuts, permanent makeup tattooed
yeah.
on their faces. So, these ones must be in better shape if they're able to kind of make the rounds again and again. So
Very
I don't know.
Cool.
I just thought that was really cool that's something you can borrow.
Awesome.
So before we go, I also just want to shout out the Rad Pass. If you've
yes.
got a library card and you're over 18, you can use it to get free or discounted tickets to a bunch of cultural attractions, like all the Carnegie Museums, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Pirates games. I totally forgot about the Rad Pass, and I just took some out-of-town visitors to the Warhol Museum.
Oh, no.
And I am kicking myself for not taking advantage,
yeah.
but...
don't be like
Mallory. This episode is a good reminder. Yeah, don't be like me. Get your free or discounted tickets. Get your library card if you don't have one already, because it will open up a whole world of weed whackers and expensive dolls and cake pans to you.
And a little more news. Attention, Swifties of Pittsburgh, my fellow Swifties. Carnegie Science Center has entered its Taylor era ahead of her stop at Acrisure Stadium on June 16th and 17th. You can find tiny Taylor Swift models placed in scenes throughout the historic miniature railroad and village. The 100-year-old exhibit adds a new display each year to honor important historical, architectural, or cultural history in Pittsburgh before 1940. And while Taylor might not fit into that history, she blends in for a fun game of I Spy for fans. My favorite is her Lover era figurine placed in front of Gus and Yaya's ice ball cart. And that's not all. If you didn't score tickets to the concert, the center created a laser Taylor Swift show in the Bull Planetarium that's colorful and spectacular, like the pop star herself. That starts tomorrow. And speaking of color, artists are upset about the fresh coat of paint given to the South Side's Color Park, one of the few legal graffiti walls in the city. Friends at the Riverfront said it had to be done because graffiti artists were expanding beyond the park's limits. The park was originally created with artist Baron Batch following his own conviction for illegal graffiti. He told WESA that the fresh coat is an invitation to participate for others.
That's all for today here on CityCast Pittsburgh. If you enjoyed the show, why not tell a friend to add it to their collection? Rate the show, leave us a review, and subscribe to our Hey Pittsburgh newsletter. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. See you then.
Miniature railroad fidget. Blah, 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 blah.